Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to use this occasion to introduce in a more thorough manner the proposal that we have introduced as a working paper to this session. It was circulated as WP1. This is a proposal for the GGE to consider the possible utility to its work of IEEE standard STD 7007 2021. It is our perception that this standard can be useful in many areas of our work, including in terms of risk mitigation, confidence building, transparency, and accountability. The IEEE, the Institute of Electrical and Electronics Engineers, is an international professional association that was formed in 1963 with over 400,000 members in over 190 countries. In 2016, the IEEE established its global initiative on ethics of autonomous and intelligent systems. This initiative led to the development of the first global ontological standard for ethically driven robotics and automation systems, the IEEE standard that I referred to earlier. The standard was developed by a working group chaired by Professor Edson Prestes from the Informatics Institute of the Federal University of Rio Grande do Sul in Brazil. The standard is an ontological standard that is aimed at enabling the development of ethically driven robotics and automation systems. And it offers ethical methodologies for the design, development, and deployment of artificial intelligence. It is a core ontology, so it represents a mid-level set of formalizations and commitments that are platform independent. It is intended to fit between an upper top level of or foundational ontology and lower domain or application specific ontologies. It has a data modeling representation at the level of abstraction that is above specific database designs. The data that is generated according to this methodology can be exported, translated, queried, and unified across independently developed systems and services. And it contains a set of ontologies that represent norms and ethical principles, data privacy and protection, transparency and accountability, and ethical violation management. In our view, the STD 7007 2021 might prove useful both as a risk mitigation measure and as a step towards confidence building and accountability. It offers a common platform for progress on the discussion of core concepts such as control mechanisms, limits on targets, duration, and geographical scope of operations. By addressing these topics through the standards framework, states can establish the common approach for evaluating the development and use of autonomous weapon systems. Another key advantage is the standard's ability to preserve confidentiality and to protect industrial intellectual property. It might be useful as a reference at all levels. At the national level, it can serve as a standard for the development and assessment of autonomous weapon systems, technologies, at all stages of its life cycle. At the regional and international level, it might serve as a common platform for the exchange of information, confidence building, and transparency and accountability measures. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair.
I would like to thank you for